Blog Talk Radio.
Oh,
I was like, baby, baby, baby.
Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, man.
Jeff, Karen, Kat, are you ready for this one?
I'm ready, yep.
So,
we're saying what we want, give it to you non-stop. When it's late, anytime, not afraid to speak our mind. That's just how we roll, we never gonna go. Unstoppable, original, uncensored radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the show. This is Uncensored Radio. We are your guiltiest pleasure. And I am one of the co-hosts tonight. I am Miss Karen Ashley, along with Jeffrey Emmett. How are ya?
I'm fabulous, girl. I'm drinking wine out of a gallon jug, and life couldn't be better.
And he's got sores all on his mouth. Ask him why.
Oh, and that's Katrina Johnson. Wow.
Jeffrey, why you got a sore mouth? What's going on?
I don't have a sore mouth, but Karen has a sore throat because she's been doing a little bit too much undercover work.
Oh, you see how he does? That is not what was discussed.
Exactly.
Let's talk about
what happened before the show.
Right. About 1 minute ago, Jeffrey was saying that Ms. Ashley probably had a sore throat from engaging in some deep throat activities. And he said, I know because I got cuts and sores all in my mouth right now.
No, I said I had some fucked up lips. You know, sometimes if you do a little too much work, you could dry out your lips. And you know how your mouth hurts.
I like Katrina's version better.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
my version's way more fun.
Have you ever sucked out a lollipop so much that your cheeks hurt? It's just not nice.
Okay, finally we're getting there.
Right, finally. So, Jeffrey, tell us about these cuts and sores all along your
I don't really have any cuts and sores around my mouth. I mean, it sounds like we're talking about Kim Kardashian.
You got the hurt, folks. Oh.
Why you got to keep bringing up Lord Voldemort? I thought we weren't going to talk about him anymore.
Oh, yeah, he had the hurt in, like, the worst way.
In the worst
and if
places.
Anybody is going to have a sore mouth, I think it's Mr. James Lips Hankins.
Yeah, with his new love toy. By the way, Jamesy, I checked out your boyfriend online. He's adorable. I approve.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I'm here.
Yay! So, James, how do you have a sore throat and like sores in your, you know, throat when this guy's in Canada?
James, he never said he had a sore anything.
I didn't know. I didn't actually. That was Jeffy.
Yeah, don't be throwing him under the bus. Don't be causing problems in their happy home.
Oh, man.
Jeffrey. Don't pull a Jeffrey and try and instigate.
I don't know what it is you're referring to.
I'm all with Jeffrey right now. I'm tripping.
Yeah,
I'm playing with my
You're having a new toy.
I'm playing with my new toys. I ordered some shoes online, and I just love the new acquisitions.
Really?
I love that you ordered shoes online, but you didn't send me flowers from
Jeffrey, how many gallons of wine did you have? Because your loose lips are trying about to sink my ship, and I will cut you, bitch.
I only had a sip. Oh, shit.
Oh, man. Already. This is already happening.
It's not my fault. It really isn't. Because, I don't know, I feel like I'm on crack. I took some ibuprofen because Mama's back is hurting him. And then I started watching Justin Bieber videos. And I'm just like all sorts of giddy,
you
like
hear
a schoolgirl.
Drugs, he's taking pills, and a little Bieber action. That's not a good combination, I'm just saying.
I got the fever. But what kills me is I saw him at the American Music Awards there, and I think he was actually singing live. And he wasn't that bad.
Justin Bieber can sing. He sang on YouTube. Like, he really has a voice.
Yeah,
you know?
Like, I mean, he was dancing and moving around, so he was missing some notes and some words and stuff, because I think he needed a siesta, but, You know,
maybe he just needed some of your pills. Maybe you could share.
Girl, it's just ibuprofen. It ain't even prescription strength.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
I'm just getting ready because tomorrow we're going to Buffalo. So
he's
going to
go
I'm
hang out with the tampon sucker chick. You missed it yesterday, Ms. Ashley.
I know I'm going to be so hungover.
We were talking about this girl on the internet. She's gone viral for sucking on a tampon. She's gone famous now over it.
And she got
was it a dirty one?
Yeah, it was dirty. She pulls it out in the video and then sucks it dry, and then she pukes in the video. And she's gotten famous over it, and she's just nuts.
Why would someone do that?
Because she wanted to be famous. She's out of her damn mind also. Yeah, so we talked about that. This girl, wouldn't you know, is in Buffalo, and surprise, surprise, Mr. Jeffrey Emmett is going to Buffalo tomorrow. Coincidence? I think not.
I'm going to go try to get his bag on the move. Somebody get me this bitch's address.
Yeah, please. I need to figure out why anybody would do anything like that. Like, that's just downright fucking disgusting.
That's bad shit right there. That is bad
that's
shit.
That's waste. It's waste. Like, that is waste coming out of your body.
And not to mention that the tampon has got toxic stuff in there.
Yeah.
Not meant to be consumed. But, yeah, we talked about that yesterday. We were exploring it. And Mr. Emmett refused. He refused to watch the video, even though I sent it to him. He doesn't do homework when I tell him to.
We're creeping on 2 years of the show, and I really think that was probably the most fucking interesting moment we've ever had. I was like, oh. It's foul. I mean, what the fuck?
Oh, I don't even know why.
Yeah, and right now I'm examining a tampon box that I had in my house, and I'm looking at it because it's got to say on there, not for consumption, keep out of your eyes and your nose and your mouth and stuff. But wouldn't you know, the box is all written in Chinese, so I can't read it.
How do you have international tampons?
Because I travel.
She's an international.
I like to buy interesting, weird stuff when I go places. I stock up on, like, weird stuff that I give to people. Like, I get condoms because I think it's funny because in other countries there are other sizes. And, I'll buy, like, other weird stuff like Coke cans, beer cans, like other stuff where the writing is fun. And in this instance, I bought some female stuff, and it's kind of fun.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, Jeffrey, so when you're in Buffalo, we have to get a fag on the move. I need you to pound the pavement and find this chick.
Don't we have people for that?
No, you're the people.
Oh, honey, no, I'm sorry. You must mistake me for somebody else.
You are the people. Or can we count on you is what the team needs to know.
He can do it.
No, I'm the talent. I can't. Oh, no, no, no.
She has a bitch on the move segment. Why couldn't you have a fag on the move? What's the problem? You let Katrina do it and you won't do it? Katrina,
yeah,
you hear this?
Mm-hmm. This bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's how I roll.
Explain yourself. Why can't you do it?
Jeffrey's not devoted. He's not a player.
I'm
he
tired.
Likes to throw other people under the bus, but he doesn't want to play with us.
This is an award-winning story. I mean, this could get us a Pulitzer.
Yeah, you're trying to make me do a sex tape, but you won't even go be bitch on the move? You won't be fag on the move? That's rude.
Right.
I will
you
be fag on the move. Move. Go
there
get
we
me
go.
This
James,
you'll
do it.
See, James is slowly working his way up to replacing you. I'm
He's
going to
replace you.
Well, you know what I say.
Not my
today, Jeffrey Emmett will be placed by James Hankins' lips. That's all right.
Mm-hmm.
James, you're playing him by tomorrow also. Did you know this?
Yeah.
Playing Jeffrey.
Well, if a certain Power Ranger bitch would answer her phone during the day, I would have had confirmation to be able to call you and be like, I need you to pretend to be me tomorrow. You're going to be my fill-in. Like, it's General Hospital. And, you know, at the beginning of the show, they'll be like, today, Jeffrey Emmett will be played by James Hankins.
Mm-hmm. I answered my phone today, and then I clicked over for 1 second, and you hung up on me, and you were like, I'm going to call you back.
He can't be bothered to be put on hold or wait for
no,
the phone to ring more than one ring.
I got
like
a phone call.
It was only like 60 seconds.
I got a beep about a little foster care situation.
Ooh. Any news to report?
Not really. Like, I was kind of pissed when I clicked off the phone for that, but not really, nothing major. But then, you know, of course I had a baby who didn't want to sleep at all fucking today. So that's where I spent the rest of my afternoon was dealing. I mean, but it was a very happy baby. There was no, you know, crying, but just, you know, didn't want to sleep. So it was play all afternoon, then nap time day.
Right. Well, the parents are going to love you tonight because now the baby will sleep at home.
Yeah, right. Yeah, my big titty friend better fucking love me. Oof.
Oof. I love that she's the big titty friend. I love it.
Because we all know that means Missy.
Oh,
yes.
Exactly.
We do.
We got the angry midget, the big kitty friend. Who else?
Big cock.
He names them all. Big cock. Yes.
Everybody I know. I give everybody
a nickname. The hooker with the heart of gold.
I'm the hooker with the heart of gold. Yeah.
I really haven't come up with one for Karen besides Power Ranger. Like, because
you're
I
afraid
nothing.
Of her, boss lady.
No, I'm trying to think. I know there was something I called her in L.A., but I don't know. That was more like Karen needs to get laid. I don't know. I'll work on that. You know, Fishy became Fishy.
Yeah.
I don't know. Everybody's got to have a nickname.
Right. I like Katrina, what Katrina just said, because you're afraid of me. Let's talk about
it. It's a fact.
That's because I'm trying to get this bitch to pay my light bill and shit. I gotta be a good boy.
You better just start selling those pictures, and you better come up with some merchandise. You better take it to the next level.
I know. If anybody knows how to make banners, I'd appreciate you emailing me. Also, make sure you're clicking the ads as you're listening on demand.
Oh, no, guys. I just realized something horrible.
What?
Okay. What? Do you guys, I have a confession. All right. Do you guys know what Pinterest is?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if you don't, I mean, I'm sure all of our listeners know, but Ms. Ashley, in case you don't know, it's like this site where you share products and you can create these message boards and they can have a theme and you can pick out stuff that you like and repin it and, like, you know, it could be about fashion or it could be about home decor or something. Well, I was playing with it today because I don't know how to use it, but Daisy sent me this awesome furniture set. It's like this big, like, sexy, huge California King leather bed, and it totally matches all my stuff, and I'm like, oh, that's awesome. I'd like to put it on there, but I didn't know how. So I'm playing with it, and I realize there's this section where you can make a secret board, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, I make a secret board that no one else can see, so I think, and I title it Sex Toys. So I start browsing Pinterest for sex toys, and I'm putting it all on there, and I got this cool little, like, collage thing going with all this weird shit that I really like. And now I realized it's linked to my Facebook. Everybody can see it. Oh, no.
Wait, what's Facebook?
The Katrina Johnson Facebook. It says Katrina Johnson likes sex toys and sensual products on Pinterest.
Wait, the fan page or like your page?
My regular one, the one that has like 7,000 people on it.
Oh,
but
please
this
hold.
Is my thing. This is my thing. We all know Katrina Johnson, so that's not really that shocking.
I know, but
no,
but
it
the page
really
is
does
public.
Say on here, Katrina likes sex toys and sexual products on Pinterest.
I
but
know,
I want to know, why does it say this fucking bitch under employment? It says Daily Smack Talker at Unscripted Radio with Mike and Jeff. Bitch, it's time to update your shit.
Well, you know what? You have time to update Ms. Ashley, but can I get a homo to help me out? No.
No, I don't have your fucking password for this page. That's your page. That's not your fan page.
But
now that you reminded me, maybe I'll go talk shit over there on the Katrina fan page. Let me just click on this shit for a minute.
You better not. Shenanigans. You see what I got to deal with? Do you see what I have to deal with?
Yes, I do.
Well, I have a ginormous paycheck coming with that book advance, so I wouldn't do too much damage, Mr. Emmett, if I wanted. you need
nice
to put
to
you on the payroll.
Mm-hmm. You're being nice to the wrong girl.
No, excuse me. It's because I know Katrina.
She's got a check on the way.
This bitch is just as crazy as I am. I don't care how mad is she. When I call her and tell her they're going to shut off my life and I can't afford to get me no peanut butter, she'll send me a check.
No, I won't. I'll send you a case of vodka and say fuck the peanut butter.
Oh, well, right. Shit, girl. That's a happy day. I've been pulling out some candles. It'll be all right.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so this is the thing. I read a funny, funny story today. Well, I didn't read it. I actually saw it on TMZ. And I wanted to get you guys' opinion about it. You guys know the whole Manti story that has been, like, clogging up the airwaves.
Oh, yeah.
Can't even freaking watch TV without hearing about it. Manti, the
fake girlfriend.
Yeah, the fake girlfriend. Okay,
no,
so
I haven't heard anything. I've got nothing.
Jeffrey, we did a whole show about it. Are you on the sauce, sir?
I think he's on the salt.
We did that yesterday, too. I was telling him about the first gay rapper to come out, and he got in a fight with Chris Brown. Jeffrey's like, who's that? I'm like, we did a whole show about
it. We did a whole story. Like, we were like, we broke it here first. It doesn't show you. You know what it is? He does not pay fucking attention to anything we say.
He must have been watching Dallas on the other line and had us on mute for an
Here's
hour
what
that
happened.
Day.
Look at
you know
it. I realized
it's like faking an orgasm. He just fakes it with us.
It's just so rude.
It
That's
really
so wrong.
Just seems like all the shows at this point blend together. Like, I don't ever, like, it's so hard for me to remember, like, what we've talked about or what we haven't talked about. Thus, I'm sure the listeners will vouch for me. I've told the same story multiple times because I don't remember if I told it or not. It happened.
I think they just thought you were on the salt. I think so.
So, anyway, back to you, Ms. Ashley. Yes, I know who you're talking about.
Okay.
So just ignore Mr. Emmett.
Right. So those of you who are like Mr. Emmett, who have been under a rock, there was a, you know, Notre Dame football player who fell in love with a girl online, come to find out, you know, this person totally tricked him. He thought it was this woman, ended up being a fake. They faked her death. They went all the way into doing all this crazy thing, but he would talk to this girl on the phone all the time. Jump to present day now, we find out it was all a hoax. We find out it was this one guy pretending to be a girl. He was even on the phone and, like, talking to the guy, but he would have a girl voice. Like, he would disguise his voice and pretend. So now, Manti's been on Katie Kirk's show. The guy who totally tricked him was on the Dr. Phil show. Dun-dun-dun-dun. So you know Dr. Phil. Dr. Phil gets into the whole thing of it all and basically asks the kid. Like, he's like, okay, here you are for a year pretending to be a girl. Are you gay? Right? Because it's like...
Why would you give that dude so much attention if you're not at a vested interest?
And he has admitted that there was an attraction, that he had an attraction for this guy. He had a full-on one-year-long relationship, enough to where he got this football player to fall in love with him, to cry when he died, when he faked his death. So, and then he disguised his voice as a girl. I mean, he really fooled this kid. The kid, admitted on the on Dr. Phil today. He goes, if you look at the story, then yes, it seems as if I was a homosexual. And maybe then I was. He goes, but honestly, I'm confused. He goes, but I'm working on getting over that. I'm working on living my life right. I'm going to cure myself of homosexuality.
Wow, I missed all that.
Yes,
Is he religious? Because it sounds like a religious perspective.
I don't know. I don't know if he's religious, but it just like blew my mind because then Dr. Phil was like, okay, hold up. He was like, there's so many things that you just said that just bother me. He goes, but that's another show, so we'll have to get back to that in a minute. And he kept going on with his interview, right? And stayed, you know, stayed focused on what they were talking about. But my mind was blown. Do people really think that they can cure themselves of homosexuality? I mean,
well,
is this really a thing?
I'm telling you right now, that is from people who are in churches that are intolerant and misread things that are in the Bible and are trying to make that literal.
Mm-hmm.
that's why I was saying, is he religious? Because
right.
A lot of churches do that.
Maybe. I know some anti guy is Mormon, but I don't know about this kid. I don't know if he's religious. I don't know anything really much about him. I just know
other than he's confused.
Right, yeah, he's a catfish, and he, you know, was stringing along the straight guy pretending to be a girl.
That's crazy.
So I wanted to get you guys' feedback. I mean, Jeffrey, what do you think about something like this? Because it sounds completely outlandish to me. Like, I almost fell out of my chair. Like, are we serious right now? Is this really what this kid is? Is this how he's going to make an excuse for being, you know, for basically, I considered him playing on the Internet, and I think deep down he probably needs to come out of the closet, you know, but he didn't have the balls to do that, so he pretended to be a girl for a year.
Oh, that's just weird.
Weird. What do you think, Jeff? You weigh in as well.
I mean, as someone who's done it, I don't think it's so. I mean, I think it's.
Yeah.
So,
Jeffrey. You have been a catfish before. Jeffrey's been a catfish.
Yeah, I don't understand, though, like, how you could pull it off at this day and age. Like, I mean, people have to be really ignorant to, I mean, I don't, how did he pretend to be a girl on the phone, though? I don't understand, but.
They have like.
Phone gangster.
Yeah, they have tapes, like, where he's like, so call me, I'm home.
Oh my God, Jeffrey was just a catfish. He hacked into my Facebook and posted, I love me some big boys. Jeffrey, you dick. You dick. Oh, man. And you got people saying, I'm big. I'm totally big. What's up? Thirst.
What's up?
I predict much creepy occurring in this general area. Jeffrey, I'm going to cut you.
See, that's
okay, how
so
many
quiet.
Times have you had to my face?
He's pretending to be me. That's how you do it. It's that easy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's
152 people saw that post. That's not that many. But it goes to my Twitter, so that's another $2,000.
Right. But what's funny is, like, Jeffrey's like a little kid. If they're quiet, something's going on. You got to worry if they're quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Blame yourself, Miss Janet.
I don't know what it is you're referring to.
Mm-hmm. Jeffrey, you were a catfish at one time, pretending and playing with people's emotions. Why do people do that? What do you get out of it?
You know, me, I had an ulterior motive. I was trying to get back at people I didn't like, and I just thought it was kind of fun to fuck with their head because I was an evil bitch. But, like,
yes.
I, you know, again,
okay.
Like, in this day and age, I just don't understand how you could even pull that off because, like, for me, like, I mean, I know at one point I was in drag and I was on, like, webcam with a guy. And, like, I was at my lesbian friend's house, and, like, we were all, like, fucking with him, you know? Like, we were having a good time. And, like, we paused the cam and had Big Shan put her tits on the cam and pretended it was me. And then, like, unpaused the cam. Like, it was just crazy. You know, we were just fucking around. So how you do it for, like, a year? Like, the longest anything I ever do probably went on maybe at the most a month. So, like, pulling a year? Nah. I get bored.
Right. Right. And then I wonder what happens when, like, they're like, hey, let's Skype, and you never want to Skype. Like, that's not a red flag.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, who doesn't figure that shit out?
I don't know.
People who are really, really desperate to believe that somebody loves them.
Right. Like, he needed something, huh? Maybe?
Yep. I think so.
I don't know.
Okay, so who was the guy?
Who was what guy?
The guy.
He was just a random.
Just
right?
a random.
Oh,
dude.
I'm thinking like this dude pulled this shit with a celebrity. Like I'm over here like what?
No, he was a college basketball player. But the reason it got national news was because this kid was up for, you know, the Heisman Trophy. When the girl died, he got a lot of press from that because he said, "I just lost my girlfriend,"
and
it was around the time of the playoffs.
It pushed him towards international celebrity and made him, you know, do so much better because of that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay,
so people were wondering if it was
nuts.
Legit. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm calling bullshit, and I think really that he planned the whole thing and that it wasn't a catfish situation. I think he made it up, got caught, and pinned it on this kid.
Right. Well, they say at one point he figured out that it was a catfish, but then he kept rolling with the story because he didn't want to, like, give up the press that he was getting.
Mm-hmm. That's what I think
happened.
It was,
like, sympathy. You know, it was, like, one of those, like, sympathy press, you know? It was, like, he loved the... Everybody was feeling sorry for him. CNN was
mm-hmm.
talking to him. Like, he didn't get that kind of love before the death of his fake girlfriend.
Nope.
No. Just crazy. But, Katrina, you sent me a weird story today, too.
Yeah.
Before this show.
I was on one.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, tell the audience what the story is about.
Okay.
From Katrina Johnson.
Yeah, well, you know, as I confessed earlier, I was on Pinterest, and I created a new profile about sex toys that is now all over my Facebook. Damn it. And it posted, but one of the things I saw was a picture of a story on YouTube, and it said, Chinese news reporter mistakes sex toy for rare mushroom. So, of course, I had to get right on that and look for it. And wouldn't you know, I found it on YouTube, and I sent it to all of you because I think it is so completely, ridiculously hilarious that this lady does a full-on, like, 10-minute news report on this phallic symbol thing. It's like a rubber vagina. So it kind of mm-hmm. looks like a mushroom on one end, but then it's kind of like built like a free weight. Like it's got the bar section for your hand in the middle. And then on the other end, it's also round, but it's like an anus. So this thing, it's clearly a sex toy. Like on one end, it clearly has lips. It looks like a vagina. And on the other end, it looks like a butthole. And they're picking it up. They've got it in a big tub of water. They're picking it up. They're squeezing it. They're showing it. They're saying they found it buried like 80 meters deep in the ground and that it's rare, very rare, and very special to those parts of China and that the emperor used to eat it. And the
God. They just went totally for it.
On and on and on, legitimizing this thing that is clearly a sex toy. And they're saying how they brought over the elders of the village and they had never seen it, and it was just so awesome.
Oh, my gosh. Well,
it does, though. It did from the side. Like, if you caught it from the side angle, I could see how maybe they could mistake it, but once you pick it up, it's like, come on, it's the vagina.
Yeah, it really is. It is so funny. You can see it. They pick it up. She rubs her finger over the lips of it. Like, it's ridiculous. It's so funny. I posted it on the unscripted, uncensored Facebook page, and then I also sent it to you guys. But I'm going to post it in the chat room because it's just that great.
Oh, my gosh. So, like, to me, it sounds like this could be, like, a moment that's, like, really embarrassing for her career, especially if she's, like, a Barbara Walters type.
There's, like, 10 dudes staring around it like it's in this big blue rubber bucket full of water, and they were, like, interviewing people on the street, and it's just amazing.
It just goes on and on.
Oh, yeah. It's hilarious. They pick it up. They're looking at it. They're circling it with their hands. They're squeezing it. It's just awesome. I found one, but I got to find the one that's subtitled. Let's see. Where's the one I sent you guys?
Well, this is my thing. Like, I know this has nothing to do with the reporter, but Katrina, you, from what I remember, just in our past conversations over the last 2 years, you're very familiar with sex toys. So why would you search Pinterest for more ideas? I thought you had that on lock.
No, I do, but I mean, you know what? It's ever changing. It's an ever changing industry, and there's always something new to see. And you know, I thought there would be some cool stuff, and I could just make this pretty little collage board thing, and it would just be fun for my eyes only. But then I was wrong.
Karen, this is a bitch who planned electrolysis around not knowing what the trends are going to be in 20 years. How are you surprised by this?
I honestly thought, like, eventually Katrina's next venture would be a sex toy line. I mean, I see that being in the future. I see that in the near future. Yeah.
I call it, like, kitty candy or something, or catnip.
Well, I would just like to say, apparently people are very interested in whatever was posted on your page, because you're getting quite the graphic.
You are such an asshole. I am so mad at you.
What did he post now?
It was that I love big boys, and he put it on my fan page.
Well,
and then you know what this bitch said in retort? She said, Jeffrey M is a big boy, and I do not love me some of him. And I love that somebody on there, like, this dude was taking it seriously. I'm not going to say his name, but he was like, big as in height, ? Big as in obese, ? Big as in muscular, ? Like,
he
these bitches are like, yeah, like, they're like, what kind of big boy are you like? Another dude was like, I'm a big boy in my world.
Oh, Jeffrey, you are just so wrong.
Katrina doesn't strike me as the kind that likes big boys. Isn't she the same one who had a rant about people on the airplane needing to buy extra seats?
Well, see, this is their own fucking fault. If they listened to Uncensored Radio, they would know the answer to this, and they'd know that it wasn't her. And this one guy wouldn't be asking, should he gain all his weight back that he lost then?
Jeffrey, you cut that shit out right now. He also said, I love Pinterest. He said he's the best gay a girl could have, always have my best interest at heart.
Oh, love yeah, that's definite blasphemy. That's definite blasphemy. He definitely doesn't have your best interest at heart, but
ever.
He tries.
Okay, I would just like to say it's the first time in how many years we've known each other that I've hacked your account. And how many times have you hacked mine?
Oh.
I hack your cell phone when you're dumb enough to hand it to me.
Yeah, right. but you also be posting shit on my Facebook and Twitter, Miss Bitch.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just returning the love because I'm a little chantusy tonight. I'm feeling a little crazy.
Mm-hmm.
What did you drink tonight, Jeffrey? What kind of box wine is this?
I'm telling you, it's just a bipolar.
That's
it's
it?
I have those days where I'm just like,
they was like instead of catfishing, you're over here hacking into people's accounts, huh?
I know. You're next, bitch.
I know. I can't. You don't even have to hack. Like, you got all the passwords. I feel so fucked up about it. I'm wide open for the taking.
Yeah, I ain't fucking with you. You scare me.
I know.
Why?
Well, it's not really you.
Scare either of you.
Actually, it's your mother that scares me.
What did she do? What did Ask Mama do?
None.
She raised
someone
fierce, that's what.
Yeah, I know she'd drive her ass up here in her little Ferrari and kick my ass.
She has a Corvette.
Oh, well, that too.
Close enough.
Yeah.
Oh.
One of them
there
smart cars.
Oh, my goodness.
Katrina,
oh my goodness.
I hear somebody typing. Is somebody trying to undo my hacks? I will not be a happy faggot.
Oh, I deleted you, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Sorry.
Sorry. You got deleted, Jeffrey.
That's just fresh.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Uh-oh, somebody's typing, like, really fast.
Mm-hmm.
Katrina, I didn't even know you could
mm-hmm.
type that fast. It's Hello Kitty now.
Mm-hmm. It's okay. We're going to see what happens now. Don't worry about it.
Who has their money on Jeffrey and who has their money on Katrina? I need to know. Jamesy, where are you? Where are you at? Well, we have to draw a line right now. You know where the alliance is.
I'm on whatever side you're on.
Go, attaboy!
Are you scared of me too?
Well,
he's just smart. He's just
you're
smart. That's
I actually
all.
Would embrace the power and defense slap. Just saying.
I know, I've had lots of people beg for the power and defense slap.
I bet
know
you
what
have.
But,
I can't blame
you. Alberta's got to take care of
right. Speaking of Power Ranger Pimplats, I'm going to have a big Power Ranger reunion in a couple weeks. I'm going to go see Johnny Bosch's band, and a whole plethora of Power Rangers will be there.
That's a good word, plethora, especially
plethora.
When it's talking about your people.
Spandexes. A whole plethora of us will be there.
Mm-hmm.
James and Jeffrey, you should fly out. Could you be here in 2 weeks?
I doubt it.
Well, it depends. Are you paying for the ticket? I'll be there.
I doubt it.
Can't do it.
What did Kat say? You need to start selling some more pictures.
Mm-hmm. Earn your keep, bitch.
I just sold another one.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. He always sneaks it on me. That Jeffrey, he sure knows how to sling a picture.
Oh, he sure knows how to sneak some shit. I know.
Mm-hmm. He does. Mm-hmm. Jeffrey, you're good at a lot of things. Has anyone ever told you this?
Every man in my past life, yes.
Jeffrey,
not
can you tell
us? Not
the
one in your current life, though, huh?
Can you tell us what happened today at the daycare so that you know how good of a babysitter you are? You saved someone's life.
Oh, my gosh. So I just brushed up on my CPR. Sunday, we had this was the refresher course, and didn't one of the kids choke today?
Yes, Katrina.
Like, I mean, choke.
Uh-uh.
Like, I was like, oh, bitch is going to die. Like, I finally lost one. There goes all my income. Like, I
remember
had
the baby
that
we met?
The asshole baby or a different baby?
No, different baby.
Oh, okay.
They're all assholes, I think. But
I think, but I'm not a baby person myself.
Yeah.
It was the one we met?
Yeah. She almost, like, Jeffrey, tell the story, start to finish.
She started choking on some churros, and I had to, like, the poor kid, I'm not sure what scared her more. You know, because she wasn't making sounds or nothing. She was really choking, and I, like, ripped her out of the high chair, like, flung the high chair across the room, like, getting her out of it. Like, it was, like, the poor girl, I'm like, she's probably got bruises on her back from me hitting her. But it was, I had to get the chair, and then they went spewing all over my floor. I mean, it was real rude. When she was done crying, I mean, I was like, do you think you could, like, pick your mess up?
Isn't it horrible? He's a good babysitter, though. I mean, I would like to know that the guy watching my kid saved my kid.
Yeah. I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Or,
like,
it was a little traumatic. I was a little scarred.
Yeah. I would be, like, way scarred. Like, that's kind of scary.
Well,
yeah.
Have you ever seen a baby, like, choke?
No. I try to avoid babies at all costs.
Katrina, I think you're going to be the first to have a baby.
Don't even go there. Don't jinx it.
She's going to have two.
I really do. Usually the ones who don't want babies are the ones that have, like, babies. And
you
can
me really cheating bitch. You really did delete me.
I told you.
She deleted you from Facebook?
Yeah.
Yep. I blocked him.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
Bitch, well, you're going to have a lot of work to do promoting that show. That's all I'm going to say.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You better fucking stop worrying about your Barbie nails and start worrying about a radio show and start paying attention to it. Because
you know what? I actually do pay attention. I know what the shows are about, bitch.
Really?
Yes, really.
I don't ever see you promoting it, bitch. I see my work on your page.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So I suppose
you
should learn to not be so fucking technically, I can't even say it because it's
Thank
fresh.
You.
Mm-hmm. But you need to get up on your shit and figure out how to tweet.
Oh, I just figured out how to tweet. I just told the world Jeffrey Emmett just queefed.
Well, bitch, careful, I might queef in your purse.
Well,
I like
tell
these
me,
fights. We
know.
Haven't really had fights since Lord Voldemort.
Tell
I'm
me, I don't
it.
Know social media, huh?
Bitch, you may know social media, but you could barely turn on your desktop. What are you talking about?
It's very dusty, but the cleaning lady came over and turned it on for me yesterday, and now I remember that I had it.
I'm loving this. Keep going.
Mm-hmm.
What else? What else do you guys got to get off your chest? Go ahead.
Well, I did see an article today about Katrina where it's saying the real-life Barbie hates the real-life Ken.
Is this true, Katrina?
Well, I mean, I would like to know which Barbie I am. Am I Barbie that's the hoe that doesn't have a job, like Cherry Johnson's mom wouldn't let her play with? Or am I like Dr. Barbie, or am I radio
You're
show Barbie?
You're the one
Barbie?
With the hollow legs that you get at the dollar store.
Ooh. He made you the cheap Barbie. That's not nice, Jeffrey.
Well, fine. I'll be Ratchet Barbie.
You get
but...
her too close to the heat vent and the bitch melts.
You get me a few places and I'll melt.
Church. Put a baby by her and she melts.
Mm-hmm.
That's her kryptonite.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Mm-hmm. See, she, you know what, Jeffrey? She brings up a really good point. Katrina does pay attention to the show. Like, I forgot that Cherry Johnson's mom wouldn't allow her to play with Barbies. But Katrina remembers. She remembers
Who's gonna
every
remember
little detail
that it was
about
months
the show.
Ago.
Ugh. You see,
Karen,
you tell me I don't pay attention.
Karen,
bitch, I pay attention.
Why you
That's
don't
the only
remember
thing I can afford to pay.
Because that night, you weren't even on the damn show.
What?
No, so you wouldn't remember.
What are you talking about?
The night
I was
that
on
that
show.
No, you were
on
only...
that one. I was on with her, and I was one without. I mean, y'all did one with me and one without me.
Right, exactly.
Ms. Ashley was on the air.
Mm-hmm. Keep telling yourself that, Barbie.
Listen, Barbie should pay attention, okay? That's all I'm saying. You, on the other hand, have the attention span of a hungry goat.
I've never heard of a hungry goat.
Well, have you ever seen a goat? They just gnaw on anything. One second they're eating the bushes. The next second they're chewing on your sweater vest. The next second they're chewing on another goat. They're all over the place. They're polyamorous
said,
with their hunger.
I'm just mad that she said we had sweater vests.
Jeffrey, if he were a true homo, he would have a sweater vest collection.
Yeah, he's not a true homo, though. He's definitely not.
He's a fake one.
No,
he's got,
it's called,
he's got,
I'm
like,
too much of a fat homo to wear one. It's just rude looking.
He's got those vests, though. He likes vests in the winter. Like the
I don't really care for them anymore because years ago I could pull it off when I was just a little chunky and, you know, I could hide my little chunkiness. You can't, and now it don't matter.
What do you wear now when you're cold outside?
I still wear the vest, but it don't do me no favors.
Yeah, just at least do your neighbors a favor and only wear it in the dark.
Oh.
You guys have animosity towards each other tonight. I need to know where this
I
is
think
all
she's
coming
got
from.
Some kind of beef. I mean, I'm not really sure what it is.
It's my curtains. They're made of beef.
What are you doing with your life? And why do you have holy underwear on?
What? I don't have underwear on. What are you talking about?
Uh-oh.
I'm confused. All I did was
Jeffrey?
Alert the world that Jeffrey Emmett just queefed. That is all.
just a little something.
That is all. Don't say I don't pay attention, and don't say that I'm not good at social media.
Well, don't worry. I contacted my lawyer about all those emails back and forth about that book I helped you write, so I'll be sure to collect my 10%.
Mm-hmm. I bet you $1 billion that my lawyer is better than your lawyer. That's all I'm going to say.
Jesus. Honey, don't ever, ever underestimate.
See, you look like I can speak English.
Okay, that's because you're sober. Have you heard yourself on the show when you're drunk? You fucking just, you're like, oh my God, so yesterday I was, like, we're not sure if you're drunk or you're coked up.
Probably all of the above, except I don't really like coke.
No, my favorite is when you come on and you're like, so, I was talking to my friend yesterday. I told him how much I love me some Power Ranger junk.
Well, at least you could understand. When I was talking drunk
really
to Madison,
couldn't.
Madison couldn't understand what the hell I was saying.
The only reason why we knew what you said was because we went and paid the $79 to have the show transcribed.
It
oh,
happened.
My God. You guys, I don't know if I want this fight to go on.
He's just sad because he got deleted from my Twitter page and my Facebook page. He's just mad.
Well, make sure you change your password to Twitter, stupid, because you got the password.
Mm-hmm. You see what I got to deal with? Do you
see? I think it's deep love. You guys really have deep love for each other.
Well, I got something for this fool.
Oh, no, I got something even better. Just hold on.
Uh-oh. Jeffrey, what are you going to do?
Oh, you'll find me.
We're all friends, Jeffrey.
What? I'm just saying, if there's a nasty rumor going on, that they're just mad because Amanda Bynes, their jilted lover of Amanda Bynes, it wasn't me.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
He brought the Bynes into this. You know that is like her arch enemy.
Mm-hmm. That's her secret lover.
Yeah.
Is it the same way that Mike was your secret lover?
Oh,
yep.
Oh
yeah. And it's the same way that you gave birth to, was it Johnny Young Bosch? Who was your love child with JDF?
Right, Blake Foster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Blake was your love child.
I really did think, though, that Mike was in love with you, Jeff. I still am on that.
He was, and I think that it's because Jeffrey put it on him when they were children and blocked it out of his memory.
Ew.
Yeah.
Is that what happened?
You would know because I wouldn't be walking. I'd be an invalid. What the fuck do you want me to do with that anteater looking bitch? I'd have to burp that motherfucker because it wouldn't be going in any kind of orifice on my body.
Yep.
I forgot about the donkey.
And I'm sorry, but
a
paper bag just wouldn't
point.
Even begin to cover it. I'm sorry.
I thought that's why you developed a drinking problem.
Honey, I have never been drunk enough.
Have you ever been blacked out? Because there apparently are a few radio shows that you've been blacked out.
No, I have been blackout drunk, but even then, I'd still probably throw up on him.
Bastard.
He wasn't that bad, was he?
Oh, you didn't. Oh, wait, Katrina, you.
I never
met him. You did. Yeah, oh, that's right. I forget. Katrina.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, I'll wait.
Oh, he was bad.
Tell the truth. Really?
Yeah, he was just like, you know, I say I like creepers and I identify myself as a creeper, but he took creeper to like this really bad predatory stage and the suffocation ensued anytime he was around and I just couldn't do it.
Oh, man.
I couldn't stand
it. All I remember is getting a text from you and you were like, he's creeping me the fuck out. For real.
Yeah,
and I was
yeah,
like, really?
But I like for real,
like, no,
for real
dude,
though.
Like, yeah,
yeah.
Like, she was
not
scared.
In a fun way. Not in a I'm creepy because I watch you take a shower way. Creepy, I watch you sleep and I'm breathing heavy, and my hot breath in your ear just woke you up. Creepy.
Do you think he had a thing for you too, Katrina?
I don't think he had a thing for me, but he acted like someone who did.
He probably just wanted to be her.
I think he just wanted to be around way too much and didn't have the social graces to act right with it.
Right. Got it. Yeah, he was a little on the awkward, like socially awkward.
But he definitely wanted some Jeffrey juice in his life.
I'm telling you, who acts bizarre and insane on someone's wedding day unless they have deep seated feelings for them?
Someone
and
who
they're
wants
very unhappy
to be the groom.
Right.
Ew.
Jeff, think about it.
It's not a secret, Jeffrey.
No, he hated all of us because, as you recall, in that private conversation he had with our director for the reality show.
He went off. Little does he know, I was listening the whole time. Like, we can
that's
that
hilarious. What did he say about me again?
I can't even remember. Like, it was just
it was
like,
good, though. I mean, he did have a valid point. Like, it was good.
Oh,
I don't remember
wreck.
What it was. Yeah. Yeah,
he was just
see,
like,
yes, I knew it was good.
And, yeah, it was like, but it was like stuff you'd already proclaimed to the world. Like, you're always like, oh, yeah, I'm the biggest train wreck. I'm a train wreck. So
in fact,
like,
it says that on my Twitter and on my Instagram.
Right. Like, it's not that original. Like, but what was funny is he didn't know. Like, he had no clue I was listening. And, like it was just so bad. Like, it was,
it,
like everything that came
me.
Out of his mouth was negative. Nothing nice.
And I'm
nothing
telling
nice
you.
At all.
To this day, he is probably telling people that I turned you two against him and
no,
that
he
was
that
this poor, innocent victim and nothing was his fault. It was all my fault and I'm this evil fuck. And it's like he just will never understand. It's the words and the actions that he did or said.
Yeah, it had nothing. Like, I can honestly say, like, my opinion of him was completely, you know, completely changed due to his actions. Like, it had nothing. You never said anything. You got on my damn nerves taking up for him all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was like, okay, enough with the take up. Come on. The kid is crazy. And you were just like, oh, but he's my friend, and I'm the only one who loves him, and he's a good guy.
Oh, bitch, fuck you. Those
no,
words
but I mean, you know what I'm saying? No, you did. You were like, I've been his friend. I protected him. I, you know, have always cared about him. You always had nice things to say. And if anything, that would just drive me up a wall because I was like, this dude hates you, Jeffrey. Like, he talks so much shit about you, and you're taking up
my
for him.
My favorite part was when he was like, it's always been a competition between us. The only thing he's ever beat me at was love, and I just don't understand why that would be his focus and not a career. And I'm like, motherfucker, I didn't try.
Yeah.
Like, it's not my fault that people like me and they don't like you. And thirdly, up until, like, that year, I had made more than him.
Right. Yeah, he said that you had, he did say
bitch,
that
you work for an insurance company and you suck at your fucking job. I own my own business and every year my income goes up by, like, fucking a lot.
Yep.
Yeah, he straight up was like, that you'd gotten the love part down, but you were sucking at the career.
Mm-hmm.
Which
right,
blew my mind.
Because I own my own business, moved into a huge fucking house, and what do? Oh, that's right. You live in a 900-square-foot apartment with a 2001 tore up with a loud muffler, bad brakes, Ford Escape. Yeah, that's right. And, oh, wait, that's right, because you remember the one show where he was like, I've worked for everything I got. Bitch, fuck you, because your car was like $8,000 and your parents paid $5,000 for it.
Yeah, and didn't he get all of his college paid for and all that stuff? Then
he got like
that.
The first degree because he went to college, got a degree, they paid for it, and then he came back or he went back to school again because he sucked at life and couldn't get a fucking job because he was a miserable troll, and then went back and he had to get student loans. But like they always gave him money and bailed him out. Like he went and lived there for free for months, and they were like, well, if you can't find a job, we'll pay your student loans for you. Like, fuck you, dude. You've been handed everything on a silver platter. Like, his first credit card, the only reason why he has good credit is because daddy gave him a credit card when he was a little kid.
Well, he had a dream life. Like, I think we all wish our parents would have paid our shit.
Yeah, that's
like,
well,
they didn't pay the bill,
awesome.
But, you know, he co-signed so he could get $1,000 credit card limit at 18 or 17. I think he even had it before we were 18. You know what I'm saying? Where the rest of us had to actually fucking, like, start at the bottom where he started at the top.
Right. Yeah, I think that's what was so annoying is that he always wanted to be so accomplished. And it was like,
okay, great, we're happy for your success, but he never would keep it real and say, you know, I'm accomplished because I've had help. Like, it was more like, I did all this, la, 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 la.
Right, and the only reason why he got the job he got was because he kept getting in trouble at the call center, and they wanted him out. Like, he wasn't even supposed to be able to, like, go for the job, but because they hated him that much. Like,
oh,
he had just gotten in trouble, like, 3 days before. Because the dude's like, you can't talk to people like that. Like, he would just hang up on people.
Yeah, he got a little, he had like a little, he was a feisty guy. Like, that was one thing. Like, he just freaking would get mad at you and, like, act an ass. He would show his ass every time.
Or a donkey.
It was amazing to me. He had, like, balls of steel.
Like,
came to
my favorite was after that crazy incident with the listener. And then...
Uh-huh.
This bitch being guilty of trying to kill himself in high school by swallowing a bottle of Tylenol like it was going to do something because he fucking turned everybody in the school against him and created a total uproar, which, of course, was not his fault, then proceeded to be like, yeah, Jake, I'll talk about it. And then we, like, the next day when we had the meeting, you remember, he was like, I would never, I just can't even talk to you. Somebody that would assume that I would just be so insensitive. Bitch, the night before you were like, I don't give a fuck. Why did you tell her? I can't be bothered. It's not my fucking problem. Let him die. Like, are you kidding?
Right.
You
crazy.
Crazy little fucking troll.
I hate that I never met him face to face. Like, I want to meet this guy.
Mm-mm.
Oh, bitch,
no?
I'm sure. Come up here. We'll go fucking go knock
anything?
On his door.
Mm-mm.
I'm shocked you didn't see him over Christmas.
Mm-mm.
I'm not missing anything, Kat?
Oh, I'm sure that motherfucker hid under a rock because he wasn't trying. And the only person that he has talked to that we, you know, had in our circle together was our big-titty friend Missy. And he was like, you know, I told you all that he sent the text message. Let's hang out over Christmas without Jeff. And then, like, he never texted her back. The only reason why her kids ever got Christmas presents or birthday presents from him was because I made him get them presents. Or, like, when she had a baby. I forced him. He'd be like, I don't understand. It's not my fucking problem. She's a welfare recipient. I mean, like, he's just an asshole.
What?
Wow.
And she's not. Like, the bitch works. Like, what the fuck? Like, she's less fortunate than you. She didn't grow up with a silver spoon, bitch.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
She's got responsibility.
And then he was so cheap,
children.
He had to go in halves with me on a Christmas present for one of the kids that was $14. Like, he wouldn't buy them one on his own.
That's funny.
I just don't understand how you, like, how you were friends with him for so long. It blows my mind.
Because this, the fucked up thing is, you know what? He's wicked funny, and
yeah,
we did have a lot of fun. Like, you know what I mean? So, like... At the time, like, that was okay, and, you know, with a lot of people in my life, like, that was just okay. Like, we had a great time, and when we partied, it was a lot of fun. But
mm-hmm.
then I think at some point, like, I just kind of got over that and realized, like, that's not all that matters in life. And, yeah, you're an asshole, and it's time to cut the cord. Bye-bye.
Right.
Christina, just saying.
This has been a very good gossip session, but, folks, we're almost out of time. So, I would just like to take a moment to tell the gang that you can keep up with our Bitch Fest online if you get bored, and you can check out our website at Miss Ashley.
Our website is myuncenseredradio.com.
Yes, and I think that we could use a few more likes on Facebook. Jeffrey, what's our Facebook?
Yeah.
Facebook.com/uncensored radio.
Wow. Okay. And if you would like to tell Jeffrey Emmett to stop queefing, you can feel free to tweet him at J Emmett. Is that right?
No.
What is it?
Jeffrey Emmett.
Oh, okay, fine. At Jeffrey Emmett. And I'm at Katrina Johnson. Ms. Ashley.
I'm at Official Karen Ashley.
For her Facebook page. Her Twitter is at Karen Ashley. Good Lord.
Oh, okay. Okay, my bad. Maybe we should get those to be the same thing.
I think so. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. My bad. My bad.
That's it. Well, bye, bitches. I'll see y'all on Monday.
Bye.
Jeff
You better do a fat on the moon.
From Auburn. With the tampon chick. Oh, and my Twitter is Katrina A. Johnson. Hi, just kidding.
Good night, everybody. Hey guys, this is Toku. Sorry about the delay, but here we go.
Blog Talk Radio.
Allison, Proto, Shirley, Jennifer, Lashana, Heather, AMC. They're never afraid to speak their mind. AMC Press is one of a kind. AMC Press, news and views. AMC Press, news and views.
Well, this is AMC Press as always, and you know we're always on live. This is Frodo,
yes.
Toku. We got Chris on the line. We got Ms. Heather creeping in. Allison's doing her thing. And
okay.
We're waiting on Shirley, who just showed up.
And
Janet, who should be coming here shortly.
And not fashionably late this time, so ha.
No, you're...
I was
well, I'll take that fashionably late title away. Thank you.
Now let's get down to our game plan for tonight's show.
Hold on. I think we should just have, before we get into our primary theme of tonight's show, which we're going to be dead serious, you guys.
Mm-hmm.
This is a subject that I think we really need to cover in some way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we don't.
I agree.
We have a lot of fun episodes. We always have fun on this show, but there's times when things need to happen and we need to take a more serious, somber tone.
Mm-hmm.
Nice that night.
Yeah.
Right.
But before we do that, Heather.
Yes. Yeah.
Don't you have something to say?
About what? The new blog that I'm working on?
Yeah.
Well, currently, I just shut down that page. Basically, I have a new blog, and it's going to be affiliated with AMC Press. But basically, it's going to be about fashion because I'm all about fashion. I love anything to do with fashion. Anything that's new or out there or I like, I'm going to be posting on this blog. It's called Beauty Beat. And the link is beauty, beautybeatz.wordpress.com.
Okay.
And the link is down in the chat room right now.
Okay.
There it is.
Yep. So before we really get started, I wanted to ask everyone that's in the call right now, who's been affected in any way by a suicide?
I know I have.
I have.
I haven't as well.
I haven't.
However, there has been times in my life where there's been struggles, and I was in the right mindset, so I thought about doing it, but I never did.
Yes,
I felt it wasn't worth it in my life. I felt there's been low times in my life
there's, yeah, just a lot.
I've actually tried it a couple times, but needless to say, it didn't work. But, Heather.
Yeah.
You found some interesting statistics about suicide.
Yes, I
go
did.
Ahead.
It's on save.org suicide path. I'm just going to read off a few of them.
I say read them all. Read them all.
Read them all?
Yep.
There's like maybe 20 statistics here. Okay. Suicide takes the lives of nearly 30,000 Americans every year. Many who attempt suicide never seek professional help. There are twice as many deaths due to suicide than HIV or AIDS. Between 1952 and 1995, suicide in young adults nearly tripled. Over half
wow.
of all... What?
I said, wow.
I believe that.
Over half of all suicides occur in adult men aged 25 to 65.
Uh-oh, I better be careful.
In the month prior to their suicide, 75% of elderly persons had visited a physician. Suicide rates in the United States are highest in the spring. Over half of all suicides are completed with a firearm. For young people, 15 to 24 years old, suicide is the third leading cause of death. Suicide rates among the elderly are highest for those who are divorced or widowed. 80% of people that seek treatment for depression are treated successfully. 15% of those who are clinically depressed die by suicide. There are an estimated 8 to 25 attempted suicides to one completion. The highest suicide rate is among men over 85 years old, 65 per 100,000 persons. 1 in 65,000 children aged 10 to 14 commit suicide each year. Substance abuse is a risk factor for suicide. The strongest risk factor for suicide is depression. By 2010, depression will be the number one disability in the world, as quoted by a World Health Organization. In 2004, 32,439 people died by suicide, according to the CDC. Suicide is the 11th leading cause of death in the U.S. Homicide is 15th, as quoted by the CDC. Suicide is the third leading cause of death for 15 to 24-year-old Americans, as quoted by the CDC.
Mm-hmm.
It is estimated that there are at least 4.5 million survivors in this country, as quoted by the AAS. An average of one person dies by suicide every 16.2 minutes, as quoted by the CDC and the AAS. There are four male suicides for every female suicide, as quoted by the CDC and the AAS. Research has shown medications and therapy to be effective suicide prevention. Suicide can be prevented through education and public awareness. Last year, SAVE educated 10,618 youth and parents on depression and suicide prevention. Last year, SAVE received 810 requests for information from 72 countries. In 2004, it is estimated there were 811,000 suicide attempts in the U.S., as quoted by the AAS. There are three female suicide attempts for each male attempt, as quoted by the CDC and the AAS. And according to the Violent Death Reporting System in 2004, 73% of suicides also tested positive for at least one substance such as alcohol, cocaine, heroin, or marijuana.
Okay. So, those are some statistics. I do believe that, honestly, there is another segment of the population that's at risk. We do have Mike in here.
I'm going to
Bye.
Talk. Hi.
What's up, guys?
Hey.
Not so much.
I'm going to tell you guys something. In my case, I lost my mother to suicide. She took 2 bottles of sleeping pills. And my sister, God bless her, I love her dearly. I believe it was 2 years ago, Toku Allison?
Yeah,
it was 2 years ago in January that she tried to take her own life. And I have to say this. Those who commit suicide, they think that they don't affect their family members. But I help with the mental health organization, and I talk to them every now and then, to those who survive suicide. And I have to say that sometimes I had contemplated myself that might be the easier way out. But then I think, well, I'm here to help other people not do this. Why am I thinking about doing this? It sets off a chain reaction.
Well, and a lot of people go through it.
Yeah, you may not think that people, you may not think that your loved one will think about committing suicide after you do it. But you are very wrong. Those people cannot deal with losing their loved ones. So in order to think that they can rejoin their loved ones, they take their own lives.
And that's a sad situation because I know I have lost a lot of loved ones. I've been through a lot of pain and heartbreak in my life. However, I know I can't just say, okay, I'm giving up because I don't see it being, it goes against everything I believe in.
Yeah.
If I may, guys.
Sure.
I'm gonna discuss a very personal subject with everyone. And this is, I've told you guys this before. Mike, I'm sorry, but you're gonna have to listen to this because you're gonna, probably gonna have tears after this one. For all the chat room people, I'm sorry, but I'm gonna take a somber tone for a little bit. I think that I've mentioned before about my cousin's suicide.
Yes, you have. To me.
My cousin, in real life, my cousin Marissa, committed suicide. I'm not going to go into the reasons behind it unless I already have in the past. Possible. But I'm going to go into, well, actually, I might as well go into the reasons behind it. Needless to say, the reason that my cousin committed suicide was because of her father, my uncle. He did things to her when she was a kid, and
it messed
her up pretty bad.
That's terrible.
And
it
is. I mean, I've gotten along really well with that side of the family, and honestly, there's reasons behind that. But the fact that my cousin killed herself over the idiot that is my uncle pisses me off. And I've said it before many times, if I ever meet my uncle in a dark alley, he's going to end up with a few broken bones because I'm not going to take it.
And violence doesn't help. Even though it's painful, violence doesn't really solve anything.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't really solve anything, I admit. I'm not a violent person normally, but in his case, I make a very specific exception because of what he's done to the family. And let's just say he's a piece of shit.
Well, I have to say that when my sister did what she did, she tried taking her medication all at once, and she tried to go to sleep. And all day long, I had a sinking suspicion in my stomach, and I called he's my ex-brother-in-law now. I called him, and I told him to go back to the house and check on her. All the doors were locked. The police had to break in the door, and they found her, luckily. Got her to the hospital, and as soon as I found out from my brother-in-law what had happened, all I could think was, I'm so pissed right now. But a part of me knew that she had depression. She was very angry, and all I could think of was, there was a sense of relief there, because I was thinking, well, she's going to get the help she needs now. When we got to the hospital, my aunt and I, all that anger, as soon as I saw her, it just melted away, and that was when I decided I wanted to help people that tried to commit suicide.
That's a very admirable thing, I have to say.
In two cases, from my side, 3 years ago, or 4 years ago, 2009, 2010, around that time, I don't remember, I have a personal friend of mine that I know in real life sent me a message on my PlayStation 3 telling me that he was going to commit suicide. And I immediately was shocked, and I said, why? And then he called me, and we started talking, and he said he was depressed and everything, and this and that going on, and et cetera. I'm like, dude, don't do this, man. Do not do this. And he said, I'm going to do it. I'm depressed. I got a lot of crap going on in my life. I was like, dude, don't do it. And he said, don't tell anyone. And I was like, dude, I'm going to have to tell somebody. And if I keep this a secret, I'm still going to get into trouble. And he said, no, you won't, dude. I'm like, dude, I will get into trouble for this. And this immediately brought me memories back when I was at my Bible study. My pastor talked about suicide, and he says, if you know someone's going to do it, you better contact authorities or family members to get them to stop this, because otherwise you will get into trouble for this. And then after that we hanged up. I called my pastor. I said, hey, this is what's going on. And I remembered from the pop study, and he said, you better call someone. So I called my aunt and uncle, because they were the only ones that I could get a hold of. And so my uncle went ahead to take care of it. And I called my pastor, and I said, hey, this is what's going on. It's being taken care of. And my uncle called me back, and he said he took care of it. And my buddy said that he was sorry. I was like, it's all good. I'm just glad it's gotten taken care of. And number two, I don't remember, I'm not sure if you guys will remember this, but in 2011, I think, my step-great-grandpa committed suicide. He grabbed a gun, and he shot himself in the chest. And when my great-grandmother heard the shot, she walked into the bedroom and saw my grandpa fell down on the bed, and you know, and that was just basically it. And around that weekend, we were going to celebrate either my great grandmother's birthday or my step great grandfather's birthday. And that was the two stories where I've dealt suicide from other people. Yeah. And my great grandmother called my house first to talk to my grandmother. I told her that my grandmother's gone. I believe she either went to work or took my sister or my brother to school. I don't remember which. And so my great-grandmother told me. And I was like, what? And then, you know, that was it. So.
Yeah, people say that memories like these fade over time. And it's been 10 years since my mother's suicide. It's very fresh in my mind still. I was on my way home from the day of a basketball tournament. I can still remember her going out, and she was very cheerful, something that was out of character for my mother. She came back home, and I was getting ready to leave for my basketball tournament. Came back and got my gloves because it was freezing out, and I had to go meet the bus and stand outside for 5 minutes. And she was sitting in her chair, which was by the front door of the house, and she was writing a note. She would not let me see what was on the note. She just said, you go on, I'll see you later. Well, all day long,
I had knots in my stomach. I knew something was not right. Called my dad to go home. And sure enough, on our way back, the coach stopped our bus, had me get out, get in her car, and she didn't drive me home. She took me over to my grandmother's. And at the time, my grandmother and grandfather were down in Texas. They were what they called snowbirds. They went down there in the wintertime. And my aunt was trying to tell me, oh, your mother had a heart attack. And I said, no, she didn't. Where's the note? The police officer came to the house and took him half an hour to find the note, which was on a table beside her chair. And as soon as he said, we found a note, I was out that door like a flash, and I had no clue where I was going to go. I just wanted to run. He found me later on at the park, and he pulled me to the side, asked me how I knew, and I told him I really didn't know. I just knew that what she was going to do.
Guys,
mm-hmm.
The reason that this episode came up is because of a music video I watched. It's called Five Finger Death Punch Coming Down. And I placed the video in the chat room. I would really like everyone to look at, watch it, and understand. It's a really hard-hitting video. Really good, really well-done video by Five Finger Death Punch. They do a lot of really good stuff. But there's four lines in the song that I really want everyone to pay very close attention to, because for AMC Press and all of you guys that are in the chat room and all of you that listen in, all of our fans, we want you to know this, okay? Here's the four words, the four lines I'm talking about. Is there anybody out there? Is there anyone who cares? Is there anybody listening? Will they hear my final prayers? I want you guys to know right now, if you ever, ever need to call into the show and discuss stuff like this, I don't care what our normal main subject is, okay, for the day. If you have to call in, if you need to talk to someone about something that might be going on, I want you guys to feel welcome. Don't be afraid. We're here for our fans. We're here for you guys. You know, the show wouldn't be here if it weren't for all of you that listen on demand and all of you that listen live. We would not be here. And therefore, to lose even one of you would be a huge loss to us, not just as the radio show, but as people knowing that you were our fan and you killed yourself for something. It would hurt us. It might even cause us to suspend the show for a few days in memory. So I just want everyone to know here, everyone is welcome to call in. And I bet you Allison and all you guys agree with me 100% when I say this. If you have an issue, that you need to discuss with us, we are here. And we do care. We do care. Thank you, Eyeshine. We do care about everyone. Okay? I appreciate you saying that because it's the truth. She says we do care. We really do. We do care about everyone here. And we don't want... I don't know. Personally, if I found out, and I'm just using an example, so don't think anything bad of this, but if I found out that Eyeshine fan killed herself, I don't know if I could continue this show. I really don't.
This whole time, and I'm just saying, this whole time I thought Eyeshine was a dude. I'm just saying. Just to bring some humor into here at least, but I don't know. I'm just saying.
No, I'm serious. If I found any one of our hardcore fans, the people that listen in live, the people that listen in on demand every single time, were to kill themselves for some reason, I wouldn't be able to continue. I think Allison would understand that.
Oh yeah, 110%.
Now, I know the music video that I posted may be a hard rock, heavy metal type of music, but it's not the music that I care about. It's the visuals, it's the image, it's the story behind the song. And like I said, is there anybody out there? Yes, there is. AMC Press is here. We care. Is there anyone who cares? Hell yes. We all do. Is there anybody listening? Call in. We'll listen. We'll help you. Will they hear your final prayers? They will not. If I have anything to say about it, they will not be your final prayer. And I think now's the time, the best time I can give to do one other aspect of this episode we've been discussing behind the scenes. We at AMC Press do not give very many endorsements. Not at all. The only endorsement we've ever given was for UCR, and the reason for that is due to the fact that they support us, and we support everything they do, so therefore we give them our 110% support, and we ask all of our listeners to do the same thing. But, and this is a big but, I feel that we need to give one huge endorsement. There's a movie that's out on DVD right now. It's called Bully. Okay? This movie is really, really touching. It's about five teens, whatever, that are bullied. And it shows what ends up happening to them. Okay? And there's some that commit suicide. Me personally, I believe that movie should be part of every school curriculum. I don't care how young you are. I think learning not to bully people starts at a very young age. I personally think that second graders should watch it because it's that much of an impactful movie. Okay. But I'll tell you this right now. As a show, as a group, as a force, in AMC Press, we're here. We've all had some kind of touch with suicide, except for Allison, but then again, she's had a lot of death and she's almost committed it. So we've all been touched. We've all been touched by suicide, and we all care. We all know how it is. We all care, and we're all here. So, again, the open invite is standing. If anyone has an issue that they need to bring to the table, anyone is about to kill themselves to end their own lives, call into our show. The number is 323-792-2996. And we will, whatever we're doing, whatever subject we're covering, I don't care. We will stop the subject. We will bring you on the air, and we will help you. Do you guys agree?
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
100%. I'm for it, because this is something you can't deny. This is something that impacts everybody. No matter if you try to, if you have tried to do it or just want to feel like you give up. I know I have faced a lot of depression, so it's very hard. There's days where I still go through it. I mean, and granted, I have a good support system, but there's times where that tends to fail, too. And I can't stand, I don't see, there's times where the people I have in my life as friends, they're not really there, and or they want to use me or whatever. And I can't. I'm not the type of person to just say, oh, yeah, just walk all over me. No, this is not going to happen. I would rather say, okay, I'm going to do my best, and if people don't want to see me or understand me for who I am, I could just say, okay, bye-bye.
You know,
and I have done that quite a few times to people that I thought were my friends. And then they want to try to put me into situations where I'm not too fond of. And it's very hard. Since I'm 22, I have Asperger's syndrome. People judge me. They judge a book by its cover. It's very hard. I'm the type of person, if you don't understand what people go through with disabilities, you really have no right to speak on behalf of those with disabilities. Because you might have the tools to help the people, but there's a point in time where it could be considered as, okay, you're a doctor, you're this, you haven't been on that other side where people do suffer from different mental illnesses and learning disabilities. People get picked on.
And that is something that I really hate too. Mental health association, the people that are supposed to quote-unquote help the clients and everything, they see other clients trying themselves to help those clients that are in pain because they know where they're coming from. And those quote-unquote specialists say, tell us, oh, you don't know where they're coming from. Why don't you just go do something else? Excuse us. You may be a specialist, but have you ever walked in those person's shoes? Have you ever lost somebody to suicide? Have you ever witnessed somebody trying to commit suicide? If you haven't, then you're not really a specialist in that sort of thing as a client is.
And honestly, I do gotta say, we, us at AMC Press, we do one thing unique for UCR on our show, and that's the fact that most of us on AMC Press have a mental illness of some kind, a mental disability of some kind, or a disability even. I'm not even going to say mental, just some kind of barrier to, and I use very, very loose quotes when I say this, a barrier to normality, okay? And as much as the professionals try and say, oh, we understand, you can't understand. You can never understand 100% what a person who say that you do. The fact that you try and say, oh, I completely understand you. No, school does not teach you the emotions that go behind what happens in your head when you're thinking of committing suicide. School doesn't teach you that shit. School can never teach you that shit. You can't learn how a person feels before they pull the trigger, before they take the 40 sleeping pills. You know, you can't. You can't teach the emotion. You can only experience it. And I've been there. So when I heard my cousin committed suicide, it struck home harder than hell for me. My grandpa committed suicide. My great-grandfather committed suicide by jumping off of a bridge.
What?
I mean, yes.
Oh, Frodo, man, I'm sorry to hear that, dude.
Okay, you guys don't understand. No one that is a professional understands completely how it feels. Therefore, no professional, in my opinion, should try and say the phrase, I know how you feel. You don't. Get in my position.
Mm-hmm.
Have that will to commit to kill yourself.
Those specialists that say that you understand, the psychiatrist, counselor, whatever, sure, you may have those special degrees, those pretty degrees that say your name and where you graduated from, that you may have a PhD or a whatever, bachelor's degree, whatever. You say that you understand because you have those degrees, but unless you really live these things, if you lost a family member to suicide, if you yourself contemplated suicide, then you don't know the hell you're talking about.
Exactly. So for that reason, we open our show for that, for this purpose. If anyone needs to talk, all they need to do is call in. And I'm sorry for being emotional on air, but it's a subject that touches me and my family very close. While I understand why my great-grandfather did it, because great-grandma was quite honestly a tyrant before she died, everyone blamed her for my great-grandfather's death.
Mm-hmm.
And I can understand why my cousin committed it, because of what her father did. I do not condone it. I do not want anyone to go through it. And if our fans have any issues, you can call us. Do you have anything you want to add to this, Chris?
Well, I was just about to say that when I've had my own experience with it, when I was in eighth grade, I had a friend who we weren't really very close friends, but we were definitely friends. He had committed suicide because of his home situation. He had a very turbulent home life, a very bad home life, and unfortunately he decided that the only way out would be to commit suicide. And I had known him since I was in second grade when I had first moved here, to Arizona from New Jersey way back when. And to feel that, you know, losing someone that you've known for, you know, years in school, friends that you have made, and it is very hard. And honestly, you are right that there are not a lot of experts out there who can help how you feel when you experience something like that. Even if you're not the one who has that feeling, it's the person that you have lost. You really don't have experts. They can talk to you. They can try to, you know, help you through things, But you're right. They will actually never know how you truly feel. It's only you and the people around you who have known these people, who have been with these people, who have,
or
you know,
have been in the same boat with suicide.
Or that, yes, it's true. And, you know, thank God the school that I was in at the time opened up a support group for all of us who had known him. And honestly, it did help. It did help talking about it. It did help trying to get through talking with people and, you know, letting those memories help us get over it. And honestly, it's even worse that when people have to go through that sort of thing, it does stay with them for a very long time. I mean, not everybody gets over that kind of stuff. You know, even with time, it stays with you no matter what. Honestly,
time
I mean,
time does not heal those kinds of wounds.
Exactly.
No, they do not. No, it does not.
And I'm the type when, okay, I've had severe depression. I know that the only way to keep myself from me feeling good is having the people around me. That's why those who are on Facebook with me, who are my friends, who I feel like I have every right to call those people I know online friends, because I hate to say it, those who are in my area really don't come around, and it's sad. And I was always considered to be a loner, always the one where people may find me because of this, that, and the other. Bullied me to the point where there was days when I would go to school and get out of school when people bullied me.
Allison, I got a question for you. Did you ever sit by yourself at lunch all the time?
I had a few friends. I had enough friends to count on one hand. And there was times where it would always not be my friends that would do it. It would be other people. And those who think that they could belittle people, it does hurt. It does end up making people lose their sense of, oh, I actually matter. I'm here to help XYZ. I know with me being having AMC Press, I want to make it work. There's no bullying. If people could come on from that, people could listen to this. People could enjoy this. People could just enjoy what we just thought.
Mm-hmm.
We all have a purpose on the show. We are not going to allow people to say, okay, your show sucks, this and the other, and belittle us. Because I'm not going to allow it. I'm the type when I know I've been through stuff, I don't want to get back up. Doesn't
mm-hmm.
matter who's bringing me down, I will get back up, and I will say my feelings, and some people may not like it.
Mm-hmm.
And I have told people that they weren't the people in my life where they were like, okay, you should be doing X, Y, Z. It's like, really? Who says? You're not my parent, you're not my mom, you're not my dad, you're not blood, null and void. It's like this statement is invalid.
Well, and quite honestly, until someone actually experiences the pain of wanting to kill themselves, until someone actually experiences the pain of a family member killing themselves,
mm-hmm.
I understand you got the degree, doctors, I understand it, but get where you're, until you can actually say, yeah, I understand, I've been in your shoes. You can't
I
say.
I think sometimes, I have my honest opinion, which this is not the is not the opinion of anyone else on AMC Press. It has to be the doctors I went to. They put them prescribing me medication for my disability, and my, since I was misdiagnosed and everything, they didn't see the what it is, was doing for me as a kid, hindering me. It was to the point where some medicines were good, some were bad. I've been on a lot. There's times when I don't know what my body is doing. There's times where in the summer, and when we have our air conditioning, central air on, I'm in sweatpants and a sweatshirt. And I'm always cold. Guys, put your socks on that. And I'm not afraid to put myself under the bus. Because this is what I've been through. The doctors I had were, in my opinion, they should not have had their degrees. And I have taken psychology courses, and I know enough about medication. I know enough about how everything works. I could understand it. Granted, it was not in depth. It was like the foreground for taking more psychology classes than I would have if my school offered it for elective. I would have been that person to say, okay, I'm going to take leave and continue on what I'm doing and no more. So then if I do end up getting mistreated or taken advantage of by a doctor, I could say, no, you're doing something very wrong.
There is a kid at my old school in Spring, Texas, Spring High School. I've forgotten this kid's name. I never met the dude. But it was later announced, on the intercom that this kid died, that he committed suicide, and that they lost a student to suicide. And several people that I've known personally and non-personally have known this kid. Pretty much everybody knew him. And what I found out was his girlfriend broke up with him. And anyways, after his girlfriend broke up with him, he went to his favorite creek area, creek bed area, little river area, in a wooded place. I guess, it's kind of known. But to my understanding, after when he went to that creek river area, he committed suicide by putting a gun to his head.
Okay, that's,
all because his girlfriend broke up with him.
And for those who think of one person matters, yes, people matter, but then when certain things happen and it's like your friend's situation or the person's situation, there's more fish in the sea. There's more people out there that could give them a chance.
I had a friend clear back in high school when we worked at Burger King. He never showed signs of depression. He was abused at home, as many of his close friends knew and everything. And one day when I came to school, one of my best friends came up to me and said that my other best friend had committed suicide. But we both knew it was false, especially with how abusive his father was. Because my friend, it was said that he had shot himself in the head. The thing was, my friend didn't know how to shoot a gun. Never touched a gun. His father had a gun cabinet that he kept locked. He never taught his son how to shoot a gun. And to this day, I won't believe he committed suicide. I saw his father the other day, and I want to, as much as I don't want to believe it, I have a feeling his father killed him.
I had a friend of mine, my brother's friend. This was on the 4th of July last year. No, wait, in 2011, I believe. I was at a friend's house watching over his dog because my neighbor-ish, friend-ish, asked me to watch his dog. And they went out camping somewhere, for fireworks off of July. One day, I just walk home after checking up on the dog, I see my sister sitting on the driveway crying and talking to somebody on the phone. I walked over asking what's going on, and she said Matthew's my brother's friend killed himself. I was like, what? I was like, no, you're lying. And her former husband comes out of nowhere towards us. I look at him, and he shakes his head. I was like, dude, no, what happened? And then later, rumors started to spread that he called his girlfriend up and expressed his love towards her, and then that he his girlfriend started lashing out at him, saying hurtful things to him, causing him to get depressed and shoot himself. But there were things that were said, and pretty much everybody found out about it. You know, word got out, but we later learned that it wasn't a suicide. What he did was he was in his grandpa's bar place drinking, and especially being a younger age, he was drinking. And he was holding his grandpa's gun, and he knew how to handle guns. So what we were thinking was that while he was drinking, he was twisting the gun like RoboCop. Has anybody seen RoboCop?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Anyways, he was twisting his gun like RoboCop, and he lost his footing, and accidentally pulled the trigger and shot himself in the head.
Ooh.
And we were later glad to know that it was not suicide. It was just a stupid accident.
Yeah,
but that's still sad. That's very hard, especially
yes.
when people, when you know him, when you know the person, and you've been friends with them, or when you know people who've been friends with him. It's very hard. And I don't know, I just am the type of person where I would rather say we need more people have to be aware of what bullying does. Because bullying could also be one cause of people committing suicide, especially when they feel like they don't belong or they're not good enough. They're not the status quo. They're not the normal. And I believe in always trying to empower people. I am always the one to say, you could do this. On AMC Press, .wordpress.com, I always do a quote of the day. Very inspirational quote, motivational. When I always end up getting down or feeling like things don't matter, I redirect all that energy I had to something that is such inspirational quote, and just turns my day around. And I've been there. There's people who actually write on some of the posts and say, thank you, I helped brighten up their day, or the post brighten up their day. And all I think of is, this is what it's here to do. This is what is supposed to be.
Yeah.
It does not matter what you are, what you look like, where you're from. Know that people are here. We understand. We've been through it. It's one thing you could take away from this show is know that there's going to be people around for you. Granted, we're a radio show. We try to help people. We do our best. We want this to be something more too. And
well,
please feel free to call in, too.
And this radio show, we have a lot of fun. We goof around. We do a lot of fun, crazy, zany things. Hell, Toku's Rant, although a lot of them are serious, you know, a lot of people love them as a comedy, you know, even though I do get serious with them.
Mm-hmm.
But
and you make an impact. You make an
this
impact.
Show is here for the fans. This show is here because of you guys. And if you
and
need to call in.
And if any of the fans have any suggestions on demand fans and live fans, please send us an email. Please like our fan page and send us an email of a thought that you would like for a show. You could have the book.
Or join our group on Facebook. It's
very true.
Live the group, you know? Mm-hmm. That right there is our number one means of communication. You get in that group, you have a direct line to us, and we see every post that gets posted there. We read every single post that gets posted there. You may not know that we are, but we do see everything.
And we do care. And this is one show we stand by our fans. We're not going to just say, hey, fans don't matter. Fans have helped us get to where we are, being a featured host.
If it weren't for our fan base that we have right now, we would not have our Friday show on Uncensored Radio that we have. We would not have the listeners that we have. We have, as of right now, and I'm going to pull it up as we speak. Last time I checked, at least we had over 20,000, but I'm pulling up the page right now. So, and my slow ass internet connection's being a pain in the ass. Right now, we have over 25,000 listeners in total. If it were for you 25,000 people, and yes, this does count repeats, if it weren't for you 25,000 people who listen to our show, who talk to us, who communicate with us, who join in on our conversations, this show would not exist.